朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
I feel that I should talk more about following the Lord.
因为这是一件非常切实的事情，不在于我们的高言大志。
Because it's a very practical thing. It's not something high up.
上一次我们讲到说门徒的意义。
Last week we talked about the meaning of being a disciple.
门徒就是跟随主的人。
Now disciples are ones who follow the Lord.
所以我们从圣经里面看见说，主呼召他们来跟随他。
So we see in the Bible that the Lord called them to follow him.
有些时候圣经解释为什么他们会跟随耶稣的原因，有时候并没有解释。
In the Bible, sometimes they will explain why they follow the Lord, and sometimes they did not.
但是我们从圣经里面揣摩，我们知道很多的事实。
But from the Bible, we know a lot of facts.
在我们人生地上的追逐中间没有满足。
Because in our worldly life,This daily pursuit has no meaning.
所以当主的声音进到他们耳朵中间的时候，
When the voice of the Lord enters into their ears,
他们心里产生一个非常稀奇的事情，对于神有渴慕。
There's a wonderful thing happening to them. They start to have this thirst toward the Lord.
因为这个渴慕，他们就愿意来跟随主。
Because of thirst, they want to follow the Lord.
当主教导他们的时候，并没有用许多高言大志。
When the Lord teach them, they did not use such a high words.
主呼召他们来看他的作为。
The Lord called them to see what he is doing.
主他们对他们教导人生的意义。
And teach them the meaning of life.
教导他们神国的真理。
And teach them the truth of the kingdom.
并且主活在他们中间。
And also Lord live among them.
因为我们就说今天我们跟随主脱不了三件事情。
So today there's three things following the Lord there's always three things there.
第一件事情就是读经，读圣经。
First is we read the Bible.
第二件事情就是祷告。
Second, we pray.
第三件事情是活在主的面前。
And the third is to live in the presence of the Lord.
上一个礼拜很多弟兄姊妹参加夏令会回来。
Last week, there's so many brothers and sisters attend that summer conference and come back.
他们心里向着主有基督的渴慕。
They have this great thirst for the Lord.
我们礼拜二晚上祷告聚会的弟兄姊妹齐起来，怎么样是一个实际跟随主的路。
In the last Tuesday evening prayer meeting, we mentioned that what is the practical way that we can pursue the Lord.
昨天晚上我在 Hacienda Heights 那里和弟兄姊妹有交通。
And last night I went to Hacienda Heights, have some fellowship with the brothers and sisters there.
那些弟兄姊妹也问起说什么是跟随主最实际的路。
And they also, the brothers and sisters asked also, what is the most practical way to follow the Lord?
那么我想弟兄姊妹意思说我们是不是应该开个会，应该有一点多一点讨论怎么样我们现在开始来跟随耶稣了。
So it seems that we ought to have a meeting and start to have some discussion how do we start following the Lord?
召开这样的会和弟兄姊妹交通负担是需要的。
This kind of meeting is necessary.
但是更简单更重要一件事情就在我们里面每一个人的生活上面。
But the simpler way and the more important way is that every one of us, in our life,
就在我们每天，就在我们每个个人和主的关系上面。
In our daily life, in our personal relationship with the Lord,
我们若是能够好好花时间在主面前读一点圣经，
if we can spend some good time and read the Bible,
我们若是凡事祷告主，
if we pray everything to the Lord.
在信心里面支取他的应许和能力。
And we claim the promise in our faith.
我们就会经历主的真实。
Then we will experience his reality.
自然我们就会认识主。
Then we'll know him.
若是我们知道常常活在他的面前，住在他的里面。
And we will always live in front of him and we abide in him.
我们就是跟随主。
We are following the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，盼望弟兄不要以为这是老生常谈。
So please don't think this is some very old saying.
我们每一个人必须跟随主，因为主说他就是道路。
Because every one of us have to follow him because he said he is the way.
按照我们所计划讲的真理来说，上次我们讲过门徒之后。
Now, according to the truth, and according to the plan, last time we talked about the disciples.
我说过，门徒第一步的跟随，主没有叫他们出什么代价。
I mentioned the very first step, how to follow. The Lord did not ask for any kind of a sacrifice.
主只是对约翰说，对彼得说，对雅各说，你们来跟随我。
The Lord only talked to Peter, to James, and to John, say, come and follow me.
他们就舍了一切，撇了船，撇了网来跟随耶稣。
And they just give up everything, they give up their boat and net and starting following Jesus.
主呼召他们，叫他们看见他自己的作为。
And the Lord called them to see his own doing.
听见他的讲论，
听见
他的教训。
Hear his teaching.
而就和他的同在的生活里面认识耶稣基督是怎样的一位。
Then he will know who this Jesus is.
那么本来我们说第二段或者说高级的门徒班有了代价。
Now, we also mentioned that in the second step, in the more advanced class, there's a little requirement.
因为主告他们说你们要背起十字架来跟随我。
Because the Lord told them that you shall carry your cross to follow me.
当我祷告主的时候，我觉得我们应该用更多的实际的例子，圣经里的例子来说明如何叫他撇起所有来跟随耶稣。
So when I prayed about it, I feel that I should use some practical examples to illustrate what is really following Jesus.
所以我们今天要看一些其他门徒们的见证和例子。
So we like to see some of the testimony of other disciples.
也许我们高级班的门徒的信息以后讲。
Maybe the message for the advanced disciples will be given later.
我们请打开马太福音。我们先看第八节，从十九十八第八章从十八节看到二十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse
十八节到二十三节。
18 to 23。
我们再一同来读，弟兄姊妹，请打开。
Let's read it together.
耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐都到那边去。有一个文士来对他说：“夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。”人子却没有枕头的地方。又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。”耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。好，我们就读到这里。这里可以说是门徒一个基本的意义。
Here we talk about a very basic meaning of a discipleship.
这就是我刚才说，无论我们在夏令会里面听见什么好的信息，无论我们灵里面得到怎样的心愿，要跟随主。
This is what I just said. No matter what kind of a good message you heard in the summer conference, no matter what kind of a resolution you made trying to follow Jesus.
若是没有第二十三节，耶稣上了船，门徒们跟着他这件事情。
If the things in the verse 23 did not happen,
那么你的心愿仍然不算跟随耶稣。
Then that is not a truly following Jesus.
我们现在看第九章，从第九节开始，我们读到十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 9 through 13.
请弟兄姊妹一同来读。耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。”这句话的意思你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。这里是圣经里第一次提到马太的名字。
Now this is the first time in the Bible to mention the name of Matthew.
虽然我们读的这本福音书叫做马太福音，但是马太自己很少提到他的名字。
Although this book we're reading right now is called Gospel according to Matthew, but Matthew's name was seldom mentioned.
马太是一个非常谦卑的人。
Matthew is a very humble person.
这里记载马太的事情也不多。
And there's a very few incidents recorded about Matthew.
在所有十二个使徒里面，马太 的士奇是既然算少的。
And among these 12 disciples, Matthew is the one that have the least things recorded.
所以我想他的蒙召他的跟随特别突出成为我们众人的帮助。
So I think it's something special about, being called, it can be a good example to us.
我们再看一看马可福音第二章，这里是马可记载马太蒙召。
Now let's look at, Mark chapter 2. It recorded how, that's, recorded by Mark how Matthew was called.
这里有些记载是相同的，有一两句话不一样。
Most of the recording here are the same, but there's a few, sentences are different.
所以我们读的时候可以比较一下，我们从第二章十三节读到十七节。
Verse 13 through 17.
耶稣又出到海边去，众人都救了他来，他便教训他们。耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒菲的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”耶稣听见，就对他们说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”这里大部分记载是相同的。
And here, most of the recording are the same.
不过两件事情，第一个，他提到马太，另外一个名字叫做利未。
But here he mentioned another name of Matthew is Levi.
并且要记得这里说，当他在家里坐席的时候，有好多人，他们也是税吏。
And also he mentioned in that banquet, there's a lot of people attend who are also publicans.
他们也是罪人。
They're also sinners.
这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
And there's multitude of them, and they follow Jesus also.
好像是说，在一帮同样的人中间，他们比较容易拆除彼此中间的防御。
It seems that among the same kind of people, they don't have to be very defensive.
他们在神面前就比较能够敞开。
And they can it's easier for them to open to the Lord.
所以他们就愿意跟随耶稣。
So they're willing to follow the Lord.
我们再看路加福音第五章里面怎么记载。
Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 5.
第五章从27节到32节也是一共只有六节圣经。
From verse
27到
32.
我们还一同读。这事以后，耶稣出去看见一个税吏名叫利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就撇下所有的起来跟从了耶稣。利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说：“你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。”这里路加的记载特别说到说，利未在他家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
Here, especially in the book of Luke, it mentioned that Levi made him a great feast in his own house.
并且他为了耶稣撇下所有。
And also he gave up everything for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，这里我们就看见马太不用在他自己写福音书的时候不用利未这个名字。
Then you notice Matthew, when he's recorded in his own book of Matthew, did not use the name Levi.
他用马太这个名字。
He used the name Matthew.
马太的意思是神的恩赐。
Now Matthew means the great gift of God.
利未的意思，弟兄姊妹，利未是一个非常尊贵的名字。
Now Levi, the name of Levi is a very honorable name.
因为你知道这个名字有很深的传统。
Because this Levi has a great tradition.
在犹太人中间，利未是一个非常好的名字。
Among Jews, the Levi is a good name.
尤其是利未支派的人能用的。
Only those, the family of Levi can use that name.
用这个名字知道了，这是一般特别分别出来归给神的人。
Now, when you use that name, then you know this. These are the people who are specially separated for the Lord.
所以我想马太可能是属于利未支派的人。
So I believe Matthew belongs to the tribe of Levi.
虽然圣经里没有这样记载，但是因为他的名字叫利未。
Although the Bible did not correct record directly, but because his name is Levi.
但这个名字用在他身上实在不太合适。
But it's not so proper to use Levi on this person.
昨天晚上我们看见潘志荣弟兄。
Last night we met Brother Pan.
他说他的名字，他信主以后本来想改名字，他说我这个名字叫志荣是，立志要光宗耀祖啊。
No, he said I when I first received the Lord, I wanted to change my name because my name means that I want to make up my mind to honor my ancestor.
后来他祷告说这个名字很好啊你立志荣耀我不是很好吗
And later on he prayed about it and the Lord spoke to him and said, well, you can make up your mind to honor me.
弟兄姊妹们每一个人的名字啊可以说代表他父母亲对他的盼望也可能他自己的盼望。
So all the person's name really indicate the hope of the parents or the hope of himself.
这个人叫做利未。
This person's name is Levi.
但是他竟然做了税吏啊。
But he became a publican, a tax collector.
你晓得在那个时候税吏是人最看不起的行业。
Because at that time, a publican is the most despised profession.
哎呀，这个女人最是没有深度去做妓女了。
And the worst for a woman is to become a prostitute.
男人没有出息去做税吏。
And the worst for a man is to become a publican.
为什么？因为那时候税吏好像卖过贼一样啊。
Because at that time, the publican is like traitors.
因为罗马统治犹太的时候他们采取一个包税的制度。
Because at that time when Rome rules over this place, they have a special tax system.
每个人投标去啊。
Everybody that you can bid against a certain area.
这个区域包给我了我出多少税我给你收多少税。
Now I can bid that how much I can collect tax for you. That's how much I will pay.
都是我的。
Whatever is exceeding,Whatever is more than I can take, I can put it in my own pocket.
弟兄姊妹们，所以做了税吏差不多跟罪人一样啊。
So when someone become a publican, it was considered a sinner.
啊，这里面还有好些人，这个我们 IRS 要收税的，我们不太愿意付。
A lot of times when IRS want to collect some tax, we didn't quite want to pay it.
我想这些人看见这些税吏，他从那里来远远走走开呀、啊，不跟他们见面。
I believe at that time those people when they see the publican come, they would just go away, didn't want to be seen with them.
这个名字利未竟然是个税吏。
But how can a Levi, someone named Levi, become a publican?
应当他是来侍奉神的。
He should be the one who served the Lord.
但是他结果侍奉自己。
But then he's serving himself.
侍奉钱财。
He served wealth.
侍奉仇敌。
He served the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们对着这个圣经来读，很容易读到，哎呀，这利未没有出息。
Now today we can, when we read the Bible, we can say, oh, this Levi, he's so bad.
我们可以说这个名字不相称。
We said he does not, his deed does not fit his name.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要看看说，我们今天呢，跟他没有好多，比他没有好多少。
But we have to also see that today we're no better than him.
如果我们没有认识我们今天生命的价值在于侍奉神的话
，If we did not see the true meaning of our life is to serve God,
我实在找不出我们什么意义在侍奉什么。
I really cannot find another thing that we should serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天好多世人他们觉得生活虚空。
So there's so many people that they feel this vanity in the world.
并不是没有学问的。
Not because they're not educated.
并不是没有健康的。
It's not because they don't have good health.
他们也常刚才弟兄见谢老弟兄见证很多人也有很多好的得着很多神所给他的恩赐。
And just like what our brother Shea just mentioned, that a lot of them have this great blessing from the Lord.
在罗马书第一章里说这些人不懂得荣耀神也不晓得感谢他。
But in the, just like in the first chapter of Romans,These people does not know, does not recognize God and does not thank Him.
神造人，这是一件事实。
Now, God created man. This is the fact.
很多人今天不相信神造人，因为他不知道，看不出神造人有什么目的。
Because today, the other people don't believe that because he does not see the purpose of why God has to create man.
我再说一次，很多人对于神的创造出问题，不是他科学上出问题。
Now I have to emphasize again that nowadays a lot of people does not believe that man that God created man is not because he does not believe scientifically.
他的理性，他的人，因为人生的目的，他的头脑里不能清楚神的旨意，而怀疑神创造人。
Because in his head he does not know the true meaning of life, and so he has this doubt about why God will create man.
我不知道我讲的是不是清楚哈。
I don't know whether I say it clear or not.
我们的本性里面承认有一位神。
Because deep down inside we recognize there's a God.
但是我们不知道为什么我们会有。
But we don't know why it's me that, that have this God.
所以想来想去，既然我的存在是没有价值、没有意义的。
So, and after think about it, since the existence of my own, since the, there's no meaning of my own existence.
所以他们倒推回去就说神不存在。
So they go back to the reasoning saying that the God does not exist.
他们推回去结论说神不是良善的。
So when they go back to that, then they say God is not good.
因为他创，假如他创造了我们，是要我们受苦。
Because they will say that if he should really indeed created us, he want us to suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹，各式各样哲学家，他们对于神的观念不晓得推到哪里去。
So there's all kinds of philosophies concerning God. It was just there's a chaos.
但是神借着他所启示的圣经，给我们看见一件事情。
But the Lord using this Bible show us one thing.
我们是因为神的旨意被创造而有的。
We are created because of His will.
我们被创造的目的是要彰显神。
Now the purpose of our of this creation is so that we can manifest God.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话好像有人听起来空洞的。
Now it sounds so hollow.
但是如果我们仔细往里面想一想。
But if we think about it twice.
从来没有一件其他的受造有人这样智慧。
There's no other creature have the wisdom like man.
从来没有一件一样受造是像我们这样人类一样能够去想象神的事情。
Now there's no other creature like man can imagine the things of God.
能够领会神所给我们的认识。
Can realize the things of God.
这里我不是说一个人长得漂亮或者不漂亮就彰显神或不彰显神。
No, I'm not talking about someone who is good looking or not to manifest God or not.
神给我们每一样器官都有它的用处。
God gave us all these faculties, so they all have their own use.
这还是外面的事情。
But these are our
性情。
But your character.
弟兄姊妹们，人有人性。
Now we have our characters.
这是神最最宝贝的。
That's the most precious thing in front of the Lord.
我们会懂得公义的事情。
We will understand the righteous things.
我们会懂得良善。
We'll understand good.
我们会有同情。
We will have the pity on things.
弟兄姊妹们，人不和动物一样。
This is how we man differ from animals.
不是弱肉强食的世界。
It's not it's not for No.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果人的里面还有一分良善，
So if there's still a tiny bit of good in human,
你就不能否认说人是因为神的荣耀创造而有。
You cannot deny that men are created by God.
不仅是里面这一点点良善而已。
Not only does this tiny bit of good.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们真正接受主之后，我们有了一个比较。
Now, after we receive the Lord, we have a comparison.
哎呀，我们信主以后觉得里面平安，觉得喜乐，觉得满足。
Now, after we receive the Lord, we have this joy and peace, and we are satisfied.
你不管怎么讲，每一个基督徒都有这样的经历。我信主，我得到平安。
No matter what, every single Christian have the same feeling.That after I receive the Lord, I have this peace.
当我信主，我里面觉得充实得很。
When I receive the Lord, I feel so full inside.
我有了保证，我有了安全感。
Because I have this guarantee and I have this security.
并且我无论到哪里，我知道神保护我，神与我同在。
No matter where I go, I know that God protect me and He's with me.
这些日子我们在读以赛亚书，以赛亚书常常有一句话说：“恶人必不得平安。”
We were reading the book of Isaiah these days, and there's always a verse that says, the wicked has no peace.
不信神的人永远没有平安。
And those who does not believe the Lord has no peace.
不晓得弟兄姊妹相不相信这句话，不晓得不信主人相不相信这句话。
I don't know whether those of you does not believe recognize this verse.
我们今天的比较不是和世人比平安不平安。
But the comparison today, with the worldly people, it's not whether I have a greater peace or not.
我们是说在患难中间还有一样东西叫做平安。
Is that in tribulation we still have this something there that which does not change, is called peace. So that proof is a true peace. If your peace is like a bird that can fly away anytime, that is not a true peace. If your peace is built on top of money,
one day
you lost and you don't have peace anymore.
Friday
evening, we have a brother Tian come among us to study the Bible. I believe I can speak about his witness freely because he did speak publicly. In Los Angeles, the Chinatown, there's a restaurant.
最近关掉了,
recently closed.
是我们弟兄倒闭的。
It's our brother who foreclosed it.
他倒掉了。
Oh, he's the owner.
Bankrupt.
He's bankrupt.
但是弟兄姊妹，他来到我们中间，我看不出刚刚才倒掉，才刚刚破产。
But when he come among us, I can't see this is someone who just had the store closed down.
他的职业是厨师。
Because his job is a great chef.
几十年，20年以前开始在美国开始四川。
Now, about 20 years ago, he started this Sichuan restaurant. And it was the business great, and he has several stores.
弟兄姊妹，这个弟兄不是很有学问的人，他说我圣经都读不懂啊。
And he said he's not well educated. He does not really understand the Bible.
但是他说，他说只要有衣有食啊，我就知足。我从来没叫我饿过。
I'll be satisfied if I have clothes and I have something to eat. I don't know how many of you today can say this from your heart. If he say this when the restaurant is really have good business, it's not so precious.
刚刚才倒掉,
but right after it was closed and there's no chance whether he can open it again, he say this.
他能说这句话,
He can say this, that proves he's a true Christian. Because he has this peace inside of him. And the worldly things cannot shake it. Now his wife is an idol worshiper. Now she felt that great loss this time. There's no peace. And it make this brother, almost lose his peace.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要把平安给人呢。
Brother and sister, today we have to give this peace to other people.
要把福音传给人呢。
We have to preach this gospel.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献。 来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。